Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I am so excited to tell you about what we've got for you on this show today. It's going to be an incredible show of celebration is really what this is about. The celebration of the balance, the balanced expression of the masculine and feminine. And the masculine and feminine expression, first from within ourselves, and then also to see it played out and manifest in our current reality. To become equals, we must first balance the masculine and feminine energies within ourselves. We must detach from the mind and use our feelings to tap into the eternal love that is there. We are the pioneers that must ground that love into the physical and become the models of unconditional love in the face of all that challenges us. Loving the shadow free is the journey that we find ourselves as we're walking each other home and free. And today's show is about showing you, giving you an example of what it looks like when the highest expression of the masculine and feminine to have a mirror and to have an example of what that looks like. My guest and myself, we've been deliberately working on balancing the feminine energy and the masculine energy within us consciously over the past 3 years. And it has been a very, very grounding and rewarding path. But certainly not without its challenges, because we have the opposite energies, the suppressed energies of the shadow, of the ego, and of the emotional suppression of the feminine. Because the truth is that we're all already equal. We are already all equal. It's just that we need to bring our physical vibration into that equality. And we do that through doing our spiritual work. So heaven on earth is all about vibrating at a frequency of equality, love, honor, respect, and gender equality. So I want to introduce you to my very, 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 very dear, 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 dear friend, Robert Skeel. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Thank you, Cornelia. Lovely to be here with you.
Yes. And we've been talking about coming on this show for a while and having these conversations, because you and I talk about this a lot. And these are the energies that we work with on a consistent basis to really ground in a new way of living, ground in a new model. And so I want to kind of give a little background to our story of how you and I met. We met about 5 years ago, and it was morning time, and I was out walking my dog, and you were doing your morning fitness routine where you were jogging and walking, and it was what I call a divine appointment, soulmates meeting each other. And at that particular point in time, when I met you, you had just lost your wife of 61 or 64, Bob?
61 years, yeah.
61 years. You've been married to Joanne Skeel for 61 years. And you had just lost her about 6 months prior. It was in 2012 when she died of Alzheimer's disease. Right. And you and I met. And when we bumped into each other, and it was like in the morning fog. And it was like, good morning, good morning. How are you? And what is your mission? And what is your plan? And you were saying that it was your mission to experience and live and be unconditional love. And that was exactly what my mission and my plan is and was at that time, at that fated time of meeting. And since that time, we have become really, really close friends. We've actually moved in together, and I have become your, if you will, caretaker, friend, coach, person that has assisted you in reprogramming yourself from where you were before.
Forgotten one thing, though. You've forgotten Muse. You are, first of all, my Muse. So we've got to talk about that a little bit, because you are the one that inspired me to return to an exciting life as an older guy, and actually ended up being the cause of certainly having something to do with the book I wrote, the last book I wrote, called The Pink Lady.
So right.
That's an important part of my statement about us, is that book.
It's an important part in that. And then the other piece to it is it's an important part of you, because The Pink Lady that you wrote, by the way, you authored 8 books. And we're going to talk a little bit about the books a little bit later, where people can find your books and everything. But the Pink Lady, the book that you wrote, was a book about honoring the feminine. And part of the reason why I wanted to bring you on today and have this discussion was because from my perception, from my point of view, where you are today and where you are vibrating and the frequency that you're emitting and the person that you're being the archetype and the example of the highest energy of the divine masculine, and also a bringer of the consciousness of the Christ consciousness. And that's where you are today, and that's what I see that you're doing, and this is what I wanted to celebrate with you here today on this show for all the other people that get to experience you, that are absolutely, you know, in love with you because of this support and honoring that you have for the feminine, but also for your inner masculine that has now been healed and has been liberated and has been rebirthed, because we're also going through that rebirthing of our inner masculine right now. That's what's taking place on a big scale. So there's a lot to celebrate with this relationship, because we have deliberately been working on grounding this masculine and feminine energy into the new earth.
You remind me of, Cornelia, just in your opening statement here, is the reality that I wasn't aware of at all, coming from where I was coming from, in terms of the whole idea of energy, of frequency, of environment, in terms of sounding, in terms of feeling. I didn't come from that kind of world. And you introduced me to that. You've introduced me to the idea of frequency, level frequency, the whole idea of energy in a room, and you've trained me now to be more conscious of that, no matter what kind of relationship I'm in, because I didn't start with that at all. I couldn't have cared less about any energy field, because that was not what was important to me. Now, over time, with you, that's become quite a different thing. Now I'm actually listening. To when I go into a room, I'm listening, feeling, I have my antenna out, catching where the energy is. And that's a whole different way of looking at where I am. And it's one of the many things I appreciate about you, that you've introduced me to that concept of paying attention to how one feels in a relationship. That's something I never had before. And that's one of the parts of me that I see is new and to be relished. So I'm really happy with that.
You know what's new about that? What you're talking about? It is the healing of the feminine within you. And that's the part, you know, when you're walking into a room and you're intuiting and you're feeling and you're sensing the energy, it's part of that intuitive connection that has taken place that you're now paying attention to. Where before, the wounded masculine was more based on logic and safety and ego. And but now that balance that's taken place, where you're listening to your inner feminine side, because we all have masculine and feminine sides. And no matter if we're male or female, it's, you know, and that's the part that you're listening to now. And this is also the part of you that that moves into that healing place, that moves into the self-healing. Because as you know, what you and I have also done is you've moved into the self-healing template and allowing your body to heal. On a core level, where before you weren't conscious that your body is capable of self-healing, but with the work that you and I have done together, there's many things that have been shifted in your healing through this work, and that's also another wonderful thing to celebrate, because now you're at a place where you can really listen to what it is that your body needs. And be more self-sustaining in that. And you know that all illness is from where I teach from is an emotional suppression that is held within the physical body. And then we're always giving our power and our authority away, where we're going outside and we're looking for a pill and we're looking for something that is going to, you know, resolve and fix whatever the issue is. But when we go deeper into what has been ignored here? What is our body trying to tell us? And I want to go back to that specific time when I think this was probably about over a year ago, about over a year ago when your doctor was recommending that you go on Warfarin.
I do recall that. I came home absolutely terrified because of what this cardiologist had told me. I'd never had a cardiologist before, and I was encouraged to have one. So I did. I did have one, and the cardiologist told me that my heart was such with a degree of some certain degree of at least a warning toward an issue of fibrillation and agitation around the heart muscles at various points, enough to warrant taking a blood thinner. And he so convinced me of that I came home to you and described what my meeting with the cardiologist. And I told you how I was convinced that this is what I really needed to do to stay alive. And you stopped right away and you said, let's not think about that at this point. Let's research it. So you got me to turn to online, good old Google, and begin to check out the information, and I came away after 2.5 hours of research convinced all over again that the doctor was wrong, that this was a dangerous thing to be doing to my body if I could possibly avoid it. And I saw no reason at that point to undertake that prescription at all. So then I had the issue of going to my own family doctor, and he was expecting me to go on Warfarin, and I told him as well that I was not going to do that. This was a chance for me to take command of my own body and decide myself which was better for me. And I decided on the basis of how I was feeling and the medication I was already taking. I had a pacemaker already installed, and I felt this was really, I was called, I really felt that what I need to do now was not to act on that information. So I didn't. My family doctor was quite surprised, and I was liberated, because I felt that I was going down a path I need not go. So I felt that was really important step for me to take charge of my own medical support, however, whatever form that took.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you know, that I'm not a doctor at all. So I'm not one to say that, you know, that I'm not a doctor, but I work with people's emotions and I help them to go inside of themselves and really look at, okay, what other holistic avenues are there? And then, of course, first of all, release the emotional suppression that would cause this to begin with. But all of it is to liberate the physical body so that you can vibrate from a place of balance and from a place of peace. Because really, that's what it is that, you know, when we're suppressed and we're taking medications, what is the reason for taking that in the first place? And that's the whole piece. Because when we're living heaven on earth, right? When we're here in heaven on earth, there is no disease. And that's the place where we're absolutely are now living in that place, because we're always bringing our physical bodies into a higher vibrational way of living and being through our consciousness and through that spiritual inner work that we're doing. And that's all that I'm doing, is assisting people to tap into their own inner resource and then, of course, do the research and everything that that is available to us to heal and resolve the issue at a core level.
Your job with respect to me, as I see it at that point in our experience, was to help me to stop and research it. You weren't saying to me, don't.
Mm-hmm.
You say, look at it, be very thoughtful about that, and see what you conclude. But you were urging me to take that matter into my own hands and not let it be decided by another authority, as powerful as that authority is, without examining it myself. And that's part of your ministry to people generally, and certainly to me. If you'd come on strong and said, oh no, and really be absolute about it under no circumstances, I would not be listening to that, because I really think there is a place for medicine. There is a place for Western medicine. You agree with that. There
Absolutely.
Are occasions when you need medicine to treat certain diseases over time, but it all bears examination by yourself. You have to come to a conclusion by yourself. And that's what I think too often we don't do as a people. We don't stop to ask ourselves what our own resources are, where we might go to develop our own strengths to meet whatever the disease is. And so we need to look at that first. And you call me back to that in that sense, you are very holistic in your attitude, and I really appreciated that in that case, because I was genuinely frightened.
Right.
I was really afraid that I wasn't going to live, you know, very long unless I did something like that.
So why don't we tell, would you mind sharing with the audience where, first of all, what your age is right now, and how you're feeling in your life, like right now? How is your health? How are you feeling? Where are you at?
That's a big question, but I'm,
yeah.
I think I'm up for it. I'm 91, and I'm playing with the idea now of trying to change the cultural attitude toward somebody who's 91. So I've just reduced my age to myself to 71. Chronologically, I know I'm 91. I'm reminded of that every day by the things my body tells me. But I also know that other than chronologically, other than physically, I am not 91. I am more like 71. And that's the way I feel. And I have decided, listening to other people talk about how we as a people have been programmed all these years, from the beginning, from the very day we breathed any fresh air, so now, for the first 35 years, by the time you reach 35, you have been totally programmed to be, among other things, a consumer, particularly a consumer. And so that's been one of the things that I had in mind when I said, well, if we're going to be programmed, and we're going to be culturally trained to respond certain ways to certain things, why not get into the issue of reprogramming And so I decided I was going to take that mission on myself and to begin. So I have begun to reprogram myself to be 71 in all the respects that I can. And I find this really exciting too, because I'm beginning to see that if I think I'm 71, I'm going to be more likely to feel like I'm 71. And that is turning out to be true in my case. I am feeling really good about 71. I've had to train myself to change my birth date to remember myself as born in 1947 and 1920 instead of 1927. That throws my children off. I said, "Dad, you must have had me when you were six." And I said, so I'm going through that kind of thing. But other than that, it's a wonderful place for me to be. I'm feeling strong. The weird thing I come up with is I'm feeling younger as I get older. That's sort of where I am at this point, Cornelia. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of that, you've been the power behind it that's helped me to get to this point in my life where I can actually begin to see myself as younger than I otherwise would see myself. Because I've looked around me and I've seen so many people, even younger than I am chronologically, who are just having a hard time, and not all of it's their fault. But I really wanted to take myself seriously and to take my own health. And so that's where I am. I'm just and really, so, yeah.
Yeah. And so where is your health?
I seem to be in good shape now. I'm on a regular exercise program. As you know, I've been on it since 1974, I think, trying to run or walk every morning. Uh-huh. I've undertaken a series of yoga practices that I've developed for myself to do at home. So I do body exercises and walking every morning as a rule. So that's one important area, to keep your body mobile and to keep your body flexible as possible. Mm-hmm. I see it as an essential part of my life today. I wouldn't think of going through a day without doing that.
Would you think of you going through your day without doing your spiritual work?
No, I wouldn't anymore. No, that's where I really start in the mornings now. And it's gotten more and more important to me as I've gone along here. For several years now, I've been working with in the field of meditation.
Yeah.
And I've been focusing now at this point, and it varies from day to day, but generally speaking, I've been focusing on working on this notion of healing, of self-healing, and have begun to focus on seeing my body as a whole, working to visualize my body as perfect, and then going through each part of my body and visualizing that, and then working toward any place where it's not perfect, to try to focus on healing that part. For example, I have a left foot that, as a result of surgery, does not feel like my right foot feels, because it's number and it's just it feels strange to me. So I've been working on focusing on that to try to get that changed. And I'm convinced that over time I can visualize this, my left foot being perfect, and in time it will become perfect. And so same. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, everything that you're talking about, like the consciousness that you're holding, and what you're talking about, the self-healing and the liberation, and your practice, your daily practice of reprogramming yourself and self-healing and nurturing and honoring of the physical body, that all requires that balance, that inner balance of the masculine and feminine. And, you know, to really even move beyond the logical mind, because sometimes things, you know, we can't explain everything with logic. And, you know, moving into this, allowing the body to receive the healing, and you're living that practice, which is also part of the divine masculine's energy. It has that high level of liberation and consciousness that you're holding. And so then you're already bringing your body into a relaxed state of being. And it's really celebratory, Bob. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this and celebrate this with you out loud, so that other people can be inspired by, you know, the old saying that you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Right. Yes. Right?
That's not true.
That's the question I raised with myself. Can you do that? And you have shown me how that can be done, because this old dog is learning new tricks.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about it, Cornelia. I get excited about this, not just for myself, but for everybody else. Because what I've discovered, anybody can discover. We all are part of the evolutionary process. We all have within us this capacity to heal, to love, to create, to use our imagination for good reasons, and to live an exciting life no matter what age we are. We have that power within us. And I'm excited that everybody can tap into that. So That's where I am. And
I want to ask you a question, and then we may be able to. I want to ask you this question because I sat down and I want to bring a few specific things out. What would you say right now has been the challenge for the masculine energy, the masculine ego, to learn how to trust the feminine? What would you say the challenge has been? Because part of the reason why this is happening for you is really truly because you've learned to trust.
That's true. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what would you say the challenge has been? Where has the challenge been for the masculine ego to learn to trust the feminine in leadership, in allowing, and where would you say the challenge has been?
Well, I think the challenge for me, and there's several aspects to this, but one of the challenges for me would have to do with overcoming your own male ego, and begin to take into consideration the gifts that a woman brings to my. I'm just thinking in terms of myself. To my, what you bring, for example, to me the things that are particularly things that I see in women generally, and that is this tremendous dependence on their own intuitive abilities. Mm-hmm. You are a master at picking up on where you are intuitively. And this is something I wouldn't even thought of. I've heard about it, but had very little respect for it, because my whole training had been in terms of academic training, in terms of intellectual development, in working with concepts, working with the development of the reason, the capacity to reason thoughtfully. But it had very little to do. In fact, if anything, I had a distrust of anything that wasn't something that could be worked through reasonably. And so the idea, what you've done for me, is to introduce me to the validity of acting on your feelings, that's an equally, if not even more important thing to rely on in terms of making decisions than just strictly reason.
So, and I want to point out that, you know, when you said that you had a mistrust, there's a lot of people out there, masculine and feminine alike, that have a mistrust in the intuitive feminine. You know, that you, because it's really trusting that inner guidance yourself and being able to listen to those feelings and trusting the feminine, trusting the leadership of the feminine within yourself. And then it's showing up in your closest relationships, right? So I just want to, we can talk about this a little bit more, but we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my favorite person, Robert Skill. We'll be right back.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're talking about the balance of the masculine and feminine energies today. And I'm with my dear, dear, dear friend, Robert Skeel. Before the break, we were talking about how a lot of people don't trust their inner feminine. They don't trust their inner feminine, and especially, you know, the males, the masculine energy doesn't trust the inner feminine. And it's really our job as leaders and as teachers of the divine feminine to pave the path and show what it's like when we're living and trusting our inner guidance, our inner intuition, our making decisions based on our feelings, and that is okay. And that's what Bob and I were talking about. Is there anything else that you want to say about that, Bob?
No, I just have had some experiences that have led me to feel that if I had had any trust, any confidence in feeling as part of the equation in deciding things, some of the relationships I've had, particularly with women, would have been different than they turned out to be, because I just kept hanging in there when my feelings were telling me not to do that, that was really hurting me rather than helping me, and not helping our relationship at all. And so I was working on intellectual grounds, conceptual grounds, instead of grounds of feeling. If I had the feeling there as part of it, things would have changed radically and would have been much better. So I think I've learned a lot in the process, which allows me now to fully consider my feelings with respect to any kind of connection I have with anybody. And I'm just so delighted that I can t- tell others about this finding for myself. It's really been extremely helpful to me.
Yeah, and can you imagine if a lot of men were living that way and were trusting their intuitive? And, you know, this is, can you imagine if the men of today were living in their divine masculine rather than the fearful, wounded masculine that is still in healing, you know, in need of healing? Can you imagine how much better things would be for them and then for us as a whole, right? Which is part of the reason why this work is so important. I want to talk about first of all, I want to share that yours and my relationship is a strictly friendship and professional relationship where we're not a couple, but we are
friends. We're not sexually involved. Yeah.
No. And so it's important to say that because you have a partner and I have a partner.
Correct.
And so it's important. It's important to say that. It's been my opportunity to really bring my gifts, my intuitive gifts, and the work that I do into this relationship and ground the masculine and feminine energies in together with a person that is willing to do the same thing.
I want to really step in here, Cornelia.
Yep.
This is really important to me. I never would believe that a guy like myself could be in a relationship with a woman, an attractive, a younger woman, or whatever age, as far as that goes, and not have some sexual connection with that, some level of intimacy with that person. I have discovered through you and with you this glorious, wonderful sense of things that, in fact, a man can have a relationship with a woman like I'm having with you, which is strictly spiritual, but extraordinarily deep. And that's one thing I want to focus on, because a relationship with someone of the other gender can be a tremendous experience for both people without having to have an sexual expression of that as part of the equation. And I'm really excited to find that out. And you are the one that's really helped me to do that. You have moved me beyond my love for you, my sexual, my love, my desire for intimacy with you to a whole new, what you called an intimacy with God, which struck me at first as a male and with my ego as something that was just ridiculous. And I didn't want to, I resisted that all the way until I understood what you meant by intimacy with God. And then you turned around and then you helped me to move from my love for you. It didn't cancel my love for you, but it moved it so that the focus was a divine focus. And that meant all the difference in the world to me. And continues to now, because that to me is the very center of anything that I'm doing now that's really changing things for me. It's really changing my life completely, because now I am centered. I am focused much more on the divine within me, which anybody can find in themselves, because of the magnificent creatures we are, all of us, we have that power within us. And to discover that, to even begin to get a smidgen of what that's like, as I'm doing now, is an extraordinarily exciting thing for me. It makes my living now even more exciting than it might be otherwise. It's actually the base of everything else. Saying you've led me there, Cornelia. You directed me toward this other reality within me that turns out to be the most important thing, probably the most important discovery in my life. So, yeah.
It's wonderful. I'm so honored. And I'm so blessed by you. And throughout, you know, this journey that you and I have been on, we certainly have had our challenges, because the people in the community, there were people, even part of your family, your children were thinking that I'm going to take advantage of an older man. And I'm, you know, there were lots of things that brought out that were really challenging, where we really were able to now bring that unconditional love and that unconditional acceptance, and then also that love and respect that needed to happen, because they were just projecting their fears onto this situation because it was a karmic thing. A younger woman with an older man, she's trying to take his money, she's trying to take whatever, you know. So this was all karma that was being cleared out. There was that situation. And then there was another situation where some of your friends, a couple of your friends who were, you know, thinking that I was also taking advantage of you and wanting to call elder services or whatever. Like you didn't have a mind of your own, or that you couldn't make decisions on your own. And it was all this kinds of interference that was being, that we were being bombarded with. But what was continuously left at the core was the truth of what we were doing and the respect and the honor that we had for each other. And that was what had to be honored. And we did that.
That was not easy. That involved my children, misunderstandings across the board, with friends as well. And I realized just how powerful cultural things are in our lives. And who hasn't heard of younger women who've taken advantage of older men? And so that's part of the mythology that's operating. Well, it's not even a mythology. It is, in fact, has happened, does happen frequently, even some people would say, in our society today. But it was not our situation whatsoever, never would be. But most people, including my own children, did not have the sense of you that I had come to know, which is your absolute integrity and your tremendous generosity and how beautiful, lovely presence you are for anybody. But it's always one that's one of in total integrity and honesty, and that is a great thing to be able to say about you. And your approach to anybody, to anything, actually, are these attributes that I'm assigning to you, because those are absolutely accurate. Yeah.
And you know what, just to kind of sum that part up, is it offered me the opportunity to stand in my integrity no matter what, and stand true in love. And this is what I'm talking about. Sometimes we're going to be in the midst of the challenges. In order to offer unconditional love and unconditional acceptance to myself and then other people, especially when there's projections made or attacks or whatever, to really then again come home to the truth of what the truth is and stand in that. And it is the path of the divine feminine. But remember, everybody, we're clearing the slate of karmic projections all the way across the board. So if you're finding yourself in your life where some of that is going on with, you know, any kinds of projections like that from other people, just know that you're clearing the decks right now into unconditional love. And unconditional love is not always easy. It's not fluffy. It's not, it takes work to offer that love and to be able to stand and hold the truth in that. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga.
tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge. And I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Robert Skeel, and we're talking about the balancing of the masculine and feminine energies. But before we go any further, I want to send you to Robert's website. He has an amazing website. He writes poetry every day, and he publishes that on his website. And also, I want to tell you about his books. Go to www.robertskeel.com and be inspired by this amazing man that is absolutely living life and enjoying life and reprogramming himself at his age. And it's absolutely inspiring to be part of his presence. His book called The Pink Lady is, you can also contact him on his website, and he'd be happy to send you a copy of this book. And then there's also Dementia. Dementia Love's Bittersweet Journey, a book that he wrote with his wife of 61 years that died of Alzheimer's disease. And so if you know somebody in your life that is going through dementia, he also has this book available. We're going to put these books on his website very soon. So Robert, I want to talk about your perfect match. Recently, you met a new love in your life, and this is a love with a woman that you are now in love with. And so I want to talk about that.
Yes, that's a delightful thing, a delightful subject to talk about. I want to start back to something that occurred before I ever discovered this new person in my life, and I don't think who knows what's behind the reality behind this, the dynamics behind all of this, but it began some time ago when I decided finally, with your influence, to really decide whether I wanted to even have a partner at this time in life or not, and you said, well, make up your mind. And I finally did. And I added it to a mantra you had already had me convinced to try for a period of time. And I was doing it because it really did reflect where I was in my life and still am. And that was the mantra to begin with, was to actually speak out every time I could think of it, certainly once or twice a day, out loud to myself, to my own body, to the universe, that I'm open. The mantra was, I am open to infinite possibilities. I am open to anything that might come along that might be valuable to me. I'm open to change. I'm open to a redirecting of my life. Whatever it might take, I'm open to it, because I do not want to bind myself up in the preoccupations of old age. I just do want to go there. So you helped me to begin with by constantly help reminding my body and reminding myself just to be open to possibilities. Just be open to miracles. That's the term you use, I think. Just be open to miracles without even having to think about what miracles might be, you know, miracles. But anyway, I just said to myself, just be open to miracles. Okay, so that started it. So then I'm trying to think, do I want to have a partner in my life? And finally I said, yeah, I really do. If it was the kind of partnership which would be a relaxed environment,
an equal partnership.
I wasn't thinking in terms of equality, but that's basically what it amounted to. Mm-hmm. And you were reminding me right along what these possibilities might be, what the perfect partnership might be. But then you actually mentioned, why don't you work that right into your mantra? Why don't you work that right into your concept of what you want and just let the universe decide it? I was spending so much time intellectually trying to say, okay, what do I want in the way of a perfect partner? What does she have to do? I was deciding this, and she had to, the only thing I was really concerned about is that I wanted her to be sure that she was, I wanted to be sure she was petite. She had to be petite. I could not accept the idea that I might find a partner who was 6 inches taller than I was. That just was not, that's my ego still operating. But anyway, to look up to my partner when I wanted to talk with her is not my idea of the ideal partnership. So with that written in, I wanted someone who was petite and a perfect match otherwise. So that's what I started with. So I just sort of laughingly started with it. But then it got pretty serious. So I started really working that whole thing, saying, this is what I really want. This is what I really want. I want to be open to a miracle, and that miracle would include a possibility of finding a partner who was petite and also a perfect match otherwise.
And she has appeared in your life, and she's been here for the last month, and you two are just in a brand new partnership relationship, and you both are as excited. I think two magnets were drawn together with you and your person. It was like magnets, and you two were drawn together. And now you are in a partnership with someone that matches your values. So, Robert, we don't have much time left. We've got 3 minutes left. What is it that you want to say left to the audience before we close up this amazing show with you today?
I want the audience to know, Cornelia, just how valuable you are to me and have been, and how valuable you have been to others, clients and others who you have met and talked with, because we're living together here in the same house, and I'm involved to some extent in hearing how you're moving, working with clients, and what's involved sometimes, and the challenges that are there. But I want to leave the viewers here with an understanding of what the difference has. You have made to me. That's what I really want to talk about. So I really want to find a way of telling the audience about just how critical.
You got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Before we go off air.
Okay. Right. So as Cornelia said, I lost my wife to Alzheimer's after 61 years of marriage, and Cornelia's come along. And she has actually changed my life. She has really transformed it in the most wonderful way. And the simplest way I can describe it, Cornelia, is that having grown up as I have grown up, I really believed in the whole teaching of Jesus to love your neighbor as yourself, right? And I really paid attention to the love of neighbor. That's been the sort of the center of my life up until now. And that hasn't changed any. I've drawn great satisfaction in that. But what you've done for me, Cornelia, is to focus on the self. love your neighbor as yourself. That's what you've done for me. You've pointed to the self as being extremely important in bringing any kind of love to your neighbor. So that has created a whole new balance within me now between those two that wasn't there before. It was too exaggerated toward neighbor and not enough to self. Now that has come back around, and I couldn't be happier with that contribution that you've made to my life. You have drawn me inside. You have brought me, as I said earlier, to a whole new way of thinking about God, being inside. And so then I followed that with my own intellectual pursuits, reading and trying to develop even that more. So it's all worked out into a totality of that I really appreciate, Cornelia. You have brought me, what was the phrase you used? Walking home together, something like that?
Yeah, walking each other home.
Walking each other home, that's what you've done. We are walking each other home, and that is the most beautiful phrase I can think of as a poet. So walking each other home, I love
that.
Thank you so much for that walk.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.